right, 3, 2, 1.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your looping couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, October the 8th, 2012.
And this is episode 78.
What?
I know.
And we have somebody else in the chat room. Our chat room is banging today. We have Salmonatrix and Mo Halen.
Oh, man. That is so awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah. Oh, and Mo is at work.
Oh, okay. So, what's going on, Mo Halen? I'm glad you're here.
How's everybody doing today?
Doing well.
I'm doing great.
I'm a little chilly today.
It's cold today.
Yes, yeah, it's odd because I normally don't get cold as fast.
It's because you're losing weight.
I don't know. It's making me miss, you know, being a little warm.
I kind of miss that a little too because you're nice and warm and you're my heater. So it's going to go away too.
All right. Yeah, man. So.
But yeah, it was a chilly 38 degrees this morning. No, 30 degrees this morning.
No, it was 38 outside here. At our house.
Okay.
Because I have a handy dandy weather center.
It'll tell them what temperature it is outside.
Yeah, and I get to talk about that a little bit. And you all get to laugh at me for a second because it's pretty doggone funny.
It's kind of funny.
But yeah, so aside from that, you know, we just kind of, you know, doing our thing and just, we hung out this weekend and
played a lot of games.
We played a lot of games. And we didn't do a whole lot. You know, sadly, but there was one thing that we missed last week when we had the show. Our kitchen light, one of our kitchen lights in the kitchen. Okay, I guess it was in the kitchen.
A kitchen light in the kitchen?
Yeah, a kitchen light in the kitchen wouldn't work anymore. So I had my old apartment maintenance man come out. You know, he does a little work on the side. So I had him come out and, you know, he took his little tool and tried to figure out where the faulty part was. And it looked like the unit was messed up. And I had tried replacing the unit, but apparently I did it incorrectly the first time. So,
of course.
So I took that back. And I can't remember if we did this after recording one Monday or if it was. No, it was a Wednesday or a Thursday because we're walking So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah.
So I tried to install this real quick and try to get it done with because I wanted the light fixed. And it didn't work. It didn't pan out. So I had him come over, and he came out and said, sure enough, it's the light fixture. And he was going to replace it, but, you know, I figured I could do it. So I went and got another one, and you actually helped me put it in.
I did, and I never want to do it again.
Yeah. And so we installed that light last week, a couple of weeks ago, and it was pretty, you know, intense.
Yeah,
and
we had to get up on the ladder, and there was insulation that made Jay itchy.
Yeah, because
I wouldn't want to be an electrician.
Right. So apparently, I'm really supposed to wear gloves when I'm handling that stuff with insulation and stuff because there's like, I guess, glass fibers or
in there and stuff. You can inhale those into your lungs.
Right. Maybe that's why I started coughing. Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. Conspiracy theory.
I know. But also, last week we're trying something new. You know, it's not going to go into the food because it's not for us,
but it's food. It's food for our dogs. And I know that sounds a little mundane, but we are saving tons of money from Costco because they're amazing.
Right.
And they have pretty good dog food. So as anybody knows, or if you don't know, it's good for you to know this. If you change your dog to a new food, you need to do it gradually or they will expel probably out of one or both ends.
Right, right.
So, so we're doing that slowly. And we bought a 40-pound bag of dog food. So we had to get another dog food container.
Right, we did.
It's crazy.
To hold all that dog food. And
so,
and it was funny because when we were bringing the dog food in, and I can't remember if we talked about this last show, Had we bought? No, we hadn't bought the Mm-mm. dumbbells yet. Mm-mm. We talked about this a little bit. I know I talked about it on Facebook, but the dog pound bag. I mean, the dog pound bag.
Dog pound.
The dog food bag was 40 pounds, and also the dumbbell set that we purchased last week was 40 pounds, and that's almost equivalent to what you and I both lost. You know. Each and it was just kind of an eye opener for both of us to say, wow, we used to walk around, you know, 24 hours a day, mm-hmm. and we used to carry this. And granted, it's distributed all over the place, you know, our bodies are built where they can, you know, distribute that weight, but still, over time it gets to wearing on your knees and everything else. So I mean, it was just really an eye opener for, you know, both of us, and it was, you know, a little bit of encouragement, you know, to keep on trucking, you know, like, you know, and we didn't really need encouragement, I don't think, but it was just, yeah, it was just one of those aha moments, you know?
Ourself. Yeah, like, wow, because 40 pounds is so heavy, and I was carrying that around, so it feels good.
Right. And, but yeah, speaking of Costco, we're going to go ahead and jump right into a little bit of tech. Where's my button?
Technology. Costco has nothing to do with tech.
Sure it does.
What?
Because that's where I purchased my AccuRite.
Did you really?
Yes. So
did you get it from Amazon?
So I purchased this handy dandy weather station. For those that may be watching via YouTube or watching live, like Miss Sam, I purchased this handy dandy AccuRite weather unit, and it's pretty cool. I mean, I've always wanted one, you know. And I have a little, what's it called? A little remote thing mm-hmm. Out by the shed, hanging up under the roof, so that, you know, it's water resistant, but it's not waterproof.
Right.
So I got this weather unit because I've always wanted one. It does like after 14 days, it learns your whole altitude, the barometric pressure yeah. and all that other stuff, and then it can start.
It's really cool. This is Jay's new toy.
And it can tell, you know, it's supposed to be able to learn and
it might.
And you'll be able to, it'll tell you the forecast by right. the pressure
so,
and everything else.
So when it said it was going to rain that one day, did it end up raining?
No, it's still in a learning mode. So okay. it takes 14 days for it to learn. So,
right. Cause every part of the country's different and, yeah.
Right. So it's at 2 days of 14 right now. Mm-hmm. So I got it from Costco, and it was less than $30 and everything, and it's normally like $60. So I got this, and I was like, ooh, this is awesome. And so I carry it, you know, from my bedroom to the office, you know, to kind of keep an eye on it, because, you know, I've always been kind of interested in weather and stuff like that. And it's kind of easier than just going, you know, I don't want to have to go to weather.com all the time. But the funny thing was, on the package it said it had backlit. It was backlit. Right, you know, right. It had, you know, temporary backlight. So apparently you try to figure out how to turn this light on.
Jay was like,
so
it's not backlit. It's yeah, not working.
I was like, it's not working. So I'm touching the screen, and I'm touching all over the place, and I'm going to show it to everybody again, and I'm touching the button. The button's down at the bottom. And, you know, there's nothing on here that says like light or anything else.
Jay even sent them a scathing email. Okay.
No,
not scathing. But
I just said,
but he sent him an email.
So I sent him an email and I said, hey, you know, I got this nice unit from Costco and the light's not working. Did I get a busted unit or, you know, what's kind of going on? And normally I just go straight back to where I bought it. But for some reason, which worked out great, I emailed and they didn't email me back. So I called today because they were open today. And she was like, on the unit at the top, there's a button. And so I'm going to show this again. You know, so if you want to look at this on the internets, you want to go AccuRite item number 01098 CD. So I'm looking at this unit. And Sam, I know you're out there, and I'm even going to hold this closer. And do you see a button at the top of this unit? And I'm going to go ahead and say, you're going to say no, because
how you know she's going to know?
Because I didn't see it.
Well, so because you didn't see it, it means she's not going to see it?
See, she already said no. So okay. Anyway, so I called and the lady was like, there's a button on here. And I'm like, it is. And she said, yes, it says light at the top. So I come back home. I was like, okay, let me get home. I don't have it and anything. So I got it. And if you look here on the very top, I'm going to show this again to Sam and anybody else that you can barely see it.
It's hard to see. When it's
I'm going
to
try to angle it.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, so I see it a little bit.
There's a thin, very thin black button up there that does not say light. There is no way in hell I was going to see this.
Ooh, you're getting feisty.
So, I was embarrassed more than anything.
Right.
So, apparently, if you press that button, voila, it's like magic. It comes on. Woo. So, I'm happy and everything, and I was a little embarrassed. I will say that.
Were you? Aw.
Yeah. I mean, and because it's funny because, I'm a tech and everything.
Ah, I got you.
And I touched everywhere.
That's what she
everywhere.
Said.
Everywhere. I know she did. I touched everywhere on this device. And I tell you, I mean, I didn't get aggravated. I didn't get mad. That was different. Mm-hmm. I didn't get mad or anything. And then, but yeah.
You were just confused.
Yeah, I was really confused. I was like, what is going on? So yeah, I got
that. Did you Google it?
Yes, I did.
And nobody told you?
I Googled it. I spent the hour on their website. And,
wow.
They
didn't have a little handy dandy little.
I'm telling you, I'm
image
gonna,
with arrows pointing.
I'm gonna give
to
you.
Tell you.
I am going to give you
is.
The manual. Okay. That's the same manual I have. They point out every single.
It
part.
Says right here, momentary backlight button on top.
Are you serious?
Serious. First page.
Thank you for purchasing.
Very Thank first you. Page. Like, look at the.
Oh my God!
It's right there.
Okay.
If you had gave me that a while ago, I could have saved you a bunch of grief.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I looked over it. But why they put it with the black background?
If you read the instructions, they usually tell
okay.
you where things are.
I want to be honest. I read the instructions. I even went on their website.
Apparently
and read
not.
It, and I missed that every single time. What?
It was the very first thing I read. Seriously. When I opened it up, very first thing.
Okay.
That was kind of cute, though.
So now you see what. Well, I'm glad I had it now. Now you see why sometimes men don't read instructions because we don't read everything.
Right, right, right.
And, okay.
But yes, it's not totally clear. They don't have a little arrow pointing, but it does say momentary backlit button on top.
Yeah, it did. It did.
I love you, Jay.
I love you, too. That was awesome.
That's okay. They weren't totally clear.
That's
so
awesome. You Thanks, babe.
So, you're welcome.
So, funny. Excuse my little cough I have. I got a little bit.
It's insulation.
In
your lungs.
In my lungs. I'm dying, babe. I'm dying. And so, the other thing I got from Costco was a compact drill driver. Because when we were putting in that light, we had to reach way above our heads with a manual screwdriver and turn that screwdriver. It was just crazy, ridiculous. And, I mean, it took us a long time to get them in. So, and I wished I already also had it when I was putting the speakers in the truck.
Right.
And so, when we were at Costco, well, Friday, I was doing some research on, a compact drill driver.
Right, right.
And I found a good one that was a lithium battery that doesn't, die fast and stuff like that. And I ordered it from Amazon. It was a Black & Decker. And before I ordered it, I went on Costco's website. I searched Walmart. I searched Best Buy. I searched Home Depot. I searched Lowe's. I searched everywhere, trying to find a good deal on a compact drill, right?
Right.
So I was like, okay, this is the best deal I'm getting from Amazon. I'm going to go ahead and purchase this drill. Again, less than $30.
Mm-hmm.
So, was scheduled to come today, and it came. But on Saturday, when I went to Costco, when I was looking around, I was like, I'm going to look around again to see if there's, a compact drill, yada, yada, yada. Didn't see anything. And that's when I bought the weather clock.
Right, right.
And so we go back Sunday for our regular trip to pick up, you know, some staples and stuff.
Right, right.
And not staples for your stapler, but we walk down there, and on the end cap was a freaking compact drill. And it was like $18. And I was like, really? Really, Costco? Well, I mean, what's the deal, yo? I mean, I looked yesterday. You didn't have anything. What is going on? Why do you hate me kind of deal?
I'm not sure why they hate you.
You know, but it's like they have somebody on the website that says, what are the items that someone's searching for on their on our website? And what's their address? Oh, the Valentines are searching.
No.
Valentines are searching for a compact drill.
Everybody's against you.
Beep, 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 beep. We need a Louisville store to go ahead and put the compact drills out on Sunday, you know. So, you know, maybe it's what they do. It's okay. But we think about maybe getting some more, maybe. Well, never mind. Anyway, but yeah. And so I think I am going to send the Black & Decker back, even though it has, you know, a little bit more bells and whistles. I'm going to think about it. I have 30 days to think about it.
Right. You have to think about it. Hi, Jeff.
So,
welcome to the chat room.
What's going on, Mr. Sire?
You missed a totally awesome moment. You're going to have to go back and listen to it. But
so,
Jay's
yeah.
a very manly time just now.
Yep.
So.
And just to say to Mr. Sire, you know, happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Oh, yeah. It's Canadian Thanksgiving.
Or
Christmas is ruined.
Y'all stop messing with me. I'm trying to care about my northern neighbors.
Did you eat a lot of turkey? A lot of gobble gobble and turkey and stuffing and cranberry sauce and macaroni and cheese?
Somebody made turkey burgers.
No. That's messed up. Oh, you worked last night. But it was Thanksgiving today?
So was Thanksgiving today? Or was Thanksgiving Saturday?
He said work last night.
Because
he just woke up. Okay.
Because I've been toying around with just gaming with Jocelyn
today,
and Jocelyn said it was Saturday, but then she said it was
Christmas. I think they celebrate it on Saturday, but it's really today, because I think I read this on Wikipedia.
Okay, so it is today. See,
officially, but a lot of people celebrate it on the weekend.
I try to be nice, but no, they give me a hard time. You know what I'm saying?
And like try to tell you you're wrong.
Try to tell me I'm wrong. Try to embarrass me. You know.
Joe said they celebrate whatever. So like a month later or a month before, let's just do Thanksgiving today.
So I'm going to do a little research on Thanksgiving.
I just think it's the celebrating part is flexible.
I want to do research on Thanksgiving and what's the whole story about
our Thanksgiving or Canadian Thanksgiving?
Canadian Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's simple.
I know about our
It's not even for a real reason.
Yeah.
They just have it because it's harvest time and that's it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go ahead and jump into a bit of media.
Media.
Uh-huh.
Jay, why don't you tell them what we did?
So, we didn't watch the one from last week.
Okay, we didn't watch the one from last week.
But we did watch two documentaries that were from the past.
Two, count them.
And here's the reason why we didn't watch the one that we got. and it's really so selfish as to why we didn't watch it. So, we were playing, you know, Mr. Pandaria and everything. And we started up A State of Mind. And you know, it's about the gymnast in Korea, you know, one of the best teams in the world. And, you know, us not thinking, all of a sudden, they start speaking in Korean, you know, and we're like, oh my goodness, what's going on? We can't read this and play, you know, wow. So basically, we said, you know what? We got the Make Me Young, Youth Knows No Pain, and we watched Food Inc. So we watched two documentaries this past weekend.
And they're both really interesting and informative.
They were. Make Me Young, Youth Knows No Pain was about, you know, plastic surgery, going through all the types of cosmetic surgeries to make yourself remain youthful. You know, Botox and, you know, all kinds of plastic surgery. And it was done by a lady. Her dad was a plastic surgeon as well.
Mm-hmm.
So she did that, and it was a good documentary, you know. Not going to spoil anything because, you know, at the end, it was kind of interesting.
Right, but yeah, I mean, as my mindset is right now, I can't see myself getting Botox. I can't see myself getting any work done or facial peels or any of that.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying I won't, but right now I don't see myself doing that. Right. So, if I'm old, I think I would just be old.
Yeah, I don't see myself doing that. And it's interesting because Demetrius, my brother-in-law, asked me one day when we were over for dinner and said, you know, after you all lose that weight, you know, are you going to have like saggy, you know, mm-hmm. the skin and everything? And I'm thinking that we won't, not a lot.
Maybe, but I don't know. But if there was, would you get a surgery?
No, I don't think so. I mean, unless you're like, ooh, Jay, you know, you need a tummy tuck, and then I'll cry.
I would say that.
Yeah, I'll cry, and then you'd be like, it was in the instructions, you know, and you need to read the instructions.
Read the instructions, because that's
then
important.
I'll cry, and then I'll go get it done.
So it was a really good informative thing about people who really. Don't they? They either want to turn back the clock or they want to keep it the same.
So, right.
And then we watched Food Inc. I had heard about this one, and I heard that it would make you regret eating meat, and it doesn't do that. It just made me really sad. Food Inc. did.
Now, was it really sad because, was it all of the above? The treatment of the animals.
Mm-hmm.
Was the quality of the food.
Mm-hmm.
And just how big corporate.
All three. The politics makes me the most sad, I think.
Right.
Followed by the animals and quality food. Because quality food is out there. It just costs so much.
Well, here's my thing. You know, sometimes I think, you know, if I worked for RJ Reynolds, you know, make cigarettes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, could I be on a health board? You know, part of me thinks that I could. You know, I could, you know, if I'm, but that's me. You know
but
what
see,
I'm saying?
I wouldn't even work at a place that makes
cigarettes.
Nope. Well, I wouldn't even work. I mean, if I had to
yeah.
live, I would. Mm-hmm. But if I had any other choice, I'd work somewhere else. I would do a lot of other things before working for the tobacco industry.
So you wouldn't work for the bourbon industry also?
No, alcohol's fine.
Okay.
But just not tobacco.
What about a gun industry?
Yes, but I still wouldn't have to have any guns.
Okay. But you'd be running guns also.
I know. I'd be freaked out, but if they pay me enough, I'd do it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, yes, alcohol is just fine. I agree with you, Jeff.
Yeah. I mean, I was just...
You're just trying to probe into my mental.
No, yeah, I am. Now, yeah. Why is it just fine? I mean, is it because
alcohol in moderation is perfectly fine. Yeah. Smoking in moderation is not so perfectly fine. There's and they've said a drink a day can help, you know, uh-huh. promote health, and tobacco does none of that.
Now I asked all this because, you know, I'm from North Carolina, tobacco country. That's where mm-hmm. Salem, Winston, the Camel.
Right.
A lot of those big name, I mean, that's NASCAR country. And, you know, a lot of those.
Everybody smokes up there, right?
Well, not everybody smokes, but it's just so much there. I mean, I actually primed tobacco, you know, with my grandfather, you know, because he sold tobacco at the market and stuff like that. So that was, you know, so that was one of the things that, you know, kind of happens and stuff like that. Right. I mean, I don't know. I mean, but. So, but you're okay with marijuana?
Yes.
Legalized marijuana?
Yes. But I wouldn't work for a marijuana industry, I don't think.
Really?
I might. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Marijuana, people normally don't do it every day. Oh, and Jeff said, are you pro witches because Winston-Salem? Salem
Park. Yeah, Old Salem.
That's not the... Did mm-hmm. You all do witches there too?
As
Salem, Massachusetts.
Let me look up Old Salem history real quick. But yeah, so Old Salem, you know, was one of the was a historical place.
I always asked them why a place had two names, Winston Salem.
Right. So but
it's not Winston and Salem. It's Winston Salem.
Yeah, it's Winston Salem. But there was Old Salem, you know.
If you say that name a lot, it starts to sound funny. Salem.
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 Honey. But it's part of the Moravian Church.
Is what
that's about and everything. But I mean, there's a part there, that's where they make a lot of candles and gingerbread cookies and all this other stuff. And you can go and see this place. And Winston-Salem history. So here's the history.
Let's see if Jeff is right. Jeff had a guess.
In 1980, the U.S. Postal Service began referring to the two towns as Winston-Salem in 1899 after nearly a decade of contention. Yeah. The United States Postal Office Department established that the Winston-Salem Post Office in Winston with the former Salem office serving as a branch. After a referendum, the towns were officially incorporated as Winston-Salem.
See, Jeff was right. He said started off as two towns and grew together.
Well, I mean, I knew.
Well, I think everybody should vote on a new name.
I like
they should have write-ins. I bet they're an interesting name.
Winston-Salem was a pretty rough town back in the day.
Oh, it's better now?
Yeah. At one point, they were running neck and neck with Gary, Indiana with the percentage of, you know, homicides that were going on.
You're so off topic right now. But Food Inc., go check it out. It's very informative and it's very, very sad.
Right.
It's not a happy documentary.
Yeah.
Then this weekend, we saw a brand new movie in the theaters, which we haven't done in a long time.
So last Tuesday, we decided to go see Looper, since everybody in the whole world was talking about it. So we decided to go see it, which I wanted to go see because Bruce Willis was in there.
I mean, yeah.
He's one of my favorite actors and everything else. And, you know, and when I say that he ranks up there with Denzel Washington, I'm saying as far as favorite actors.
I'm not
saying the quality of the actor or anything, but I just like Bruce Willis.
But he is a better action star than Denzel is.
I don't know, man. Man on Fire.
Mm-mm.
Man on Fire was
Bruce Willis. Die Hard 1, 2, and 3. Come on. Die Hard.
I don't know.
Anyway, so we watched Looper in the movies, and it stars. Do you know the other guy's name?
Bruce Willis.
And?
Bruce Willis.
Oh.
Robin.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Robin from Batman Rising.
I was like, maybe he'll get this one since he was the star of the movie.
No, I don't know his name. Okay. You know that.
I know, but I thought you might have, you know.
I can't remember the chick's name. Caught on somewhere. Either.
What chick?
The chick in the movie.
Oh. Well, she's not super famous.
But she was cute, though.
Yeah. She's all right.
She was cute. I mean, I liked her. You know, I mean, I looked at pictures of her, and she looks way better as a brunette. I mean, as a blonde than a brunette, which is odd. It was Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt.
Yep.
I've heard her name from Tom and Lorenzo.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
But, yeah, she was pretty cool. All
right. It was a good movie. Is it a thinking movie?
No, it's more of a time travel. It's a time travel movie.
It's a time travel movie, and those are always awesome. It has Bruce Willis doing his action guy thing, which is awesome.
Action guy thing.
And he's not even getting too old for it.
But he's getting old, though.
He is getting old.
It was like, wow. I mean, because it wasn't long ago that I had watched Armageddon, you know.
Right. Your favorite movie in the entire world.
Yeah, one of my favorite movies in the entire world. I watched that, and I can't wait until Nerdtacular, where we're going to have a drinking party with Bronco, and every time American flag shows up, we got a drink. So
shows up where?
Anytime American flag shows up on the on the screen.
Okay.
Because apparently that's one of the most patriotic movies that Canada likes to laugh at about America.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because I live here, and it's just natural to see a whole bunch of red, white, and blue stars.
So I have to prepare myself, you know,
to be totally drunk.
Yeah. And I'm kind of worried a little bit. Luckily, they don't have a flag on their suits.
They might have it on their sleeves.
They don't. I was watching, because when I was watching it, Jeff had said that. And I was like, holy crap. No, they don't, man. I don't remember. Oh, man. I hope they don't, man. I don't remember them having it on the suits. Well, we're watching my version because I don't remember on the suits.
Armageddon astronaut suit.
But anyway, so. While Renee's looking that up. So Food Inc., Make Me Young Again, and it's time for us to roll.
Oh, yeah, they do. They have it on their left sleeve.
But it has to show up, though.
I see it. What? It's a still from the movie.
Well, I mean, it's like one or two, but it's not like in every movie. They're always shooting it, though.
Okay, you have to do it when it's kind of, okay, just don't count the suits. That's all. That's all you gotta do. Maybe he'll be nice to you.
No, he's not gonna be nice.
It's in every scene. So
no, it's not. The suit's
he's saying it's
if
in every
the flag
scene?
Doesn't show, I'm not drinking. I don't care
it
if
showed.
Suit.
I saw it.
You saw one cut scene.
It doesn't matter. It still showed.
It's one cut scene.
Anyway, on right. to our next topic.
All right. Our next topic is actually, do you want to roll for
next
movie?
Yeah, yeah. I guess that's a good thing to do. Maybe. And we've been doing good. So maybe we'll watch it this time, too. I'm proud of ourselves.
It's cold.
Because it's cold. But that has anything to do with it. 175.
On that suit, you only see two flags, I'm just saying.
It doesn't matter.
It's just two, so it's just two drinks. Ironclad is the one. This is where... Did we get this before?
Maybe, but good.
Amor Knight Templar and his Magnificent Seven defend Rochester Castle from ruthless King John and his armies.
I don't remember that, but that sounds cool.
I added this, actually. So, Ironclad...
We're gonna watch it.
...is the movie... Wait a minute. I think I started watching this. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to add this on the queue.
Evil.
Yeah, because I'm 35 minutes into it.
Evilness.
So, yeah.
That's okay. We can start watching it again.
I think because it was getting really good, I was like, I bet you Renee wants to see this. So, I stopped. It was one of those days where it wasn't in the queue. Whatever. So, we're going to see Ironclad.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. All right.
And we started a new season of a show that's not brand new, but... It's Parking Wars. We freaking love this show because people are stupid. It's like they break the law and they're like, I shouldn't get charged for this. I was just in there for a minute. How many times do you hear I was just in there for a minute?
They'll say, I was in there for 2 minutes.
And they get a ticket on the car and it's crazy.
It's like, I was in there for 2 minutes. Then they'll say, I was in there for a minute.
I was only in there for a second.
I was only there for 30 seconds. You know?
It's like, I'm sorry, if you are breaking the law where you park or whatever, you're going to get a ticket, and I don't feel sorry for you.
Right. So it's a fun show.
It is really fun. It makes us laugh, because there's this one parking enforcement officer.
Ponytail.
His name is Ponytail.
He's in Detroit.
And he's hilarious, so
yep.
it makes it fun.
And they added a new spin this time. They're actually doing some of the contractors that get called out to tow cars off and stuff, and... You know, one of them is from New York, and that one was kind of crazy, you know. People jumping on the tow truck so they can't tow the car off.
People are crazy.
Oh, goodness. It's just crazy. It just makes you want to park right. So, park right, everybody.
Park right, everybody.
Park right.
And we've been playing tons and tons of WoW, same as last week. One thing is really sad, though. I'm addicted to pet battles.
You are.
It's so bad. So here's how I do my pet battles. I'm going to every single zone, getting all the pets, and I will not leave that zone until I have the pet. Now, right. Eventually, I have to stop this because I'll be 85 soon. But then I'll just do it with a different tune.
I mean, you'll be 85. Oh, you're talking about...
Yeah, and then I'll have to start
with
Ice Flow, but I'll just substitute some other tune, not continue. But it feeds my completest thing. Even if I get frustrated, it makes me feel good. So right. I'm probably not doing it as Blizzard intended, but
I don't think they had a way for you to do it.
Yeah. And so. We've been leveling like crazy. Been awesome.
Yep.
Jay, tell them what level we are.
We're up to level 67.
Woo!
So I was hoping we could hit 70, but there was a server issue yesterday.
Yeah. Blame Blizzard,
you know. And then after that, I mean, it kind of killed our momentum and stuff, and you know, it was getting, you know, I don't know, I just wanted to relax a little bit, so
we stopped playing, but that's okay.
Right,
we'll reach 70 definitely by the end of the week.
Yep.
And we'll barrel on through Wrath of the Lich King content. We're mainly just doing dungeons. Yep. Which there's so many stupid people in dungeons, so I'm the tank in the dungeon, so right. I have to deal with people thinking that they're invincible, with pulling too much, saying go,
right.
And you know, and it's just so stupid, so I have to get in front of everybody,
right,
and Jay's right behind me, and I like tanking, I just hate people, so right. You know,
and you know, and it's funny because on one Renee even asked, she's like, you know, when is everybody going to stop running ahead of the tank? And then one of the guys said, oh, it'd probably be late Lich King, Kata.
I was like,
you know, and you know.
I was like, I hope they die.
You know, and I can't really control my melee heals because I'm a melee. Melee. They call him a Melee Weaver. It's a Mist Weaver. They just
use they call it Melee Weaver?
No.
That's a dumb nickname.
It's not, yeah, it's just people on the internet.
Oh, and it was so funny. We were in a dungeon and he was, you know, punching the mob like he does to heal people.
Right.
And one guy was like, healer, heal. You're just trying to DPS.
Healer, you're an idiot, you know? I was like,
you're an idiot because you don't know how monks work.
I was like, wait a minute. You know, and I had to go make it sure, you know, I wasn't missing something. I was like, you know, am I missing something or?
No, he's just dumb. I'm sure he'll learn eventually.
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably not.
And then I got on a little kick. I wanted to play some Tiger Woods.
When'd you do this?
This was, I think, Thursday or something like that. Thursday or Friday. I wanted to play some Tiger Woods. I was real close to buying it from Origins. Mm-hmm. You know? And then also I was real close to buying it from Amazon. So I read a little bit, and they said that the Tiger Woods PGA Tour 12 is solely just like the online version.
Really?
So I was like, really? And I already had a account out there from when I had bought Tiger Woods PGA Tour 2010 or 2011. I can't remember which one.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out there, logged in, and sure enough, you know, I got my Tiger Woods fix. You know, I played a front nine at that Sawgrass, so it was nice to get out there, and it kind of came up because I was joking Shaky about people that play sports games because they do that because they want to be out there and they can't.
Yeah, so, probably.
And then also while I was out there, I started playing Dragon Age Legends.
Is that the Facebook game?
Well, actually, yes, it's the Facebook game, but they have Adobe Air. Version of it that you can play locally on your PC. And it was pretty interesting. I mean, it's more of a, you know, turn-based type game and everything else. So I played that for a little bit too. And I mean, it was okay. It was cool, you know. And, you know, you kind of go through your adventure and whatnot. I mean, they did a great job. It's not bad for a free game. I probably won't play it anymore. I was just in one of those moods where I felt like playing a few other things and whatnot. Right. So, with that, we're going to bump into a little bit of food.
The fridge is not prepared!
We have been on a craze.
We've been on a tilapia craze.
Tilapia is great.
Yeah, we've been grilling it over the grill, and we've had tilapia in the past, I don't know, 2 weeks. We had maybe 4 or 5 times.
Right.
And I mean, it's good. It's good. And Jay makes some killer mushroom kebabs go with it.
Right.
And he marinates it. And it's great.
So we've been, you know, kind of going through that little craze and everything.
So good.
So we've been grilling out so much that I think our propane is running out. And we just got it like a month ago.
We grill a lot.
Right. So we kind of been going through that, and your mom and dad came back from vacation on
Saturday.
And and we knew they were in town. They just had gotten in town, and we were getting ready to cook. And we know how it is sometimes when you get into town, you don't have any food ready, then you have to go out and spend more money. You know, so we decided to call them and say, hey, why don't you guys come on over, and we'll have you over for dinner. So we had them over for dinner. We had chicken and tilapia, salad, and mashed potatoes.
It was good.
It was good.
It was a good time. We all just talked. It was great.
Watched a little football. You know, your dad got a little...
Boring.
Yeah, your dad got a little football in and everything else. And it was fun, you know, hanging out with them and seeing them again. And then we want to welcome, you know, new friends on Lose It.
Yeah, everybody's joining it, which is awesome.
Yep.
And I love having... you know, friends on there because we can encourage each other and all that stuff. So it's way, way better with friends.
Right. You know, it's just, I mean, it's one of the things. I mean, if you're trying to do it, it's nice to have, you know, a little support system, you know?
So if you want to drop a few pounds or at least, or even maintain where you are.
Right.
Join us over on Lose It. It's a free mobile app, free web app.
Right.
And, it's pretty cool. It's fun.
Yep. And then also, our weight loss for this week, I'm down 2 pounds.
And I am up 0.6.
I
had a gain.
So Renee had a gain.
That's okay.
And that's a total for 1.4.
Right.
Which moves our grand total to 81.2.
Yeah. And I'm told.
Go ahead.
I'm totally fine with the gain. I ate really well all week. So I know that's not the culprit, so it doesn't bother me.
Right.
If I gain because I ate, you know, something bad, then I would feel probably a little bit more distraught.
But you were on, you know, a medication.
Right.
You know, temporarily that could, you know, cause a little gateway.
Gateway.
Yep. That sounds like gateway. But yeah, so, you know, you're not worried about it. And I'm glad. Yeah, I mean, you had a great attitude about it and everything. So just totally stick with it. And hope we see you all there.
Odds and ends.
Johnny Feisty's so crazy.
He is. So we're doing birthdays.
We have a lot of birthdays this week.
Yeah, a lot of birthdays this week. Today was Clint Lowrency's birthday.
Yay!
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Clint.
On Tuesday, we have
the pet master herself, Aludra's birthday is on Tuesday.
And who else?
And my dad is on Tuesday, which is tomorrow. So this is an early happy birthday, Dad.
Yep, happy birthday.
He is 30 years young.
I know.
plus another 30 something.
Like that.
So, yeah, so that's awesome. And we have a birthday on Thursday.
Yep. My roommate, my sophomore college roommate, Dwayne Nash. Happy birthday, buddy. And then on Saturday.
Last but not least.
Who would have got a song today?
Who would have, but he's gone.
Because he had Go Make Donuts. It would have been Mo Halen.
Mo Halen's birthday is on Saturday. So make sure you wish him a happy birthday if you know him on Twitter.
Yep. And Bernie Mac is proud of you.
Bernie Mac loves you very, very much.
Well, that's a show.
Thanks for hanging out, guys. It was super, super fun again.
Yep. Thank you.
Super fun.
Thanks for stopping in, Mo Halen. Thank you for stopping in, Sir.
And Jeff.
Seminate.
Sam.
Thank you all for hanging out with us tonight. It was great.
Appreciate it.
And I'm just a little loud. Yep. So if you want to contact us, you can do so. You can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at ValentineCast. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. You can also call us. Where can they call us, babe?
You can call us at 415-758-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. And if you want to see video of us, you can see that at our YouTube channel, ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
I want to again thank Pretty Lights Music for allowing us to use their music for the outro and intro. And go check him out. He had a new song that he put out this past week at prettylightsmusic.com. And it's pretty nice. I mean, it's not trance, but it's cool. Go check it out. But yeah, you all have a great week. Love one another, hug one another, and be nice to one another. And lastly, don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
All right. See you all later.
Bye.